Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? I think it's his phone. what's going on. I can't hear anything. Yeah, it was off the laptop, the computer, and not off the speakers. I'm not hearing nothing off the speakers. Hey, Sloan. Hey, when I unplug the red cord, I can hear the music off the computer, but once I put it back in, I can't hear the music off the speakers at all. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. The power light on, that's the only light that should be on there anyway. Right, I want to make sure they be able to hear them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I did.
And thanks to speakers too, because when I put on the choir song, it's not coming out the speakers. Yes, everything is turned on. Yes. It came out the computer. Yeah. Praise Yah. See, praise Yah. I speak through the mic, but like I said, we can't hear back. So he's going to be speaking, but he's not going to be able to hear himself. I'm telling you what's going on. When I speak into the mic, I can't hear myself back. I know you. I don't see you.
Closer. I don't see no light on the mixer board.
Yeah, the green light.
Is the main volume up?
Yeah.
On the mixing board.
Yeah, the main volume is up. See? Yeah, when I had first started it, the other knob was down.
So now they're both up.
No, they're both down.
They're both all the way down, like all the way down on sound now.
Yeah, they all the way down.
Well, you gotta turn them up, bro. You got the volume turned down. Yeah,
I No, I'm saying they all the way, when I'm saying it's all the way in 10.
Oh, maybe it should be that high.
I think they on 8.
Okay, well,
let me look at that. That is straight.
So, what do you tell me if there's no sound coming out? Tell them, test the mic. Look at test
Testing one, testing two. Testing one, testing two. I'm speaking on over diet, Mike, and nothing. It's off.
Turn it on.
Testing one, testing two.
Working now?
No. Testing one, testing two.
You don't even have the mic. Man, mic one's turned all the way down.
No, it's not. No, it's turned all the way up. It's where it's supposed to be.
No. Let me wiggle. Oh. Go to mic one.
All right.
Go to mic one.
Yes.
I want to see it. Now you just turned that up.
Yeah. But that's for the internet.
Now test it.
Mic one, mic two. I mean, yeah, people can hear me. I'm saying we can't hear back on the speaker. So Shai is going to be speaking, but he don't know if people hear him.
Well, it works. I mean, they can hear him. I'm looking at everything like nothing works. I don't know what you got going on with the amplifier. I don't know what you got going on, but it works.
Right.
I'm watching it light up right now.
Right.
So what is the problem?
The speaker is not working at all.
It should be. Everything's lighting up.
I'm telling you, Isha, it's not.
But we should be
unplugged. Yeah, speaker we from the back of the speaker. It's plugging back up. All
Mic check one, mic check two.
Can you hear anything?
No.
Let me see the mix board again. Oh, it's messing with this thing.
I don't know. Mic check one.
Let me see you turn the main volume all the way down on the mixing board. You can't see it. All the way down on the mixing board.
It's all the way down.
Start turning it up. Testing again.
Mic check one, mic check two. Come on, right here.
Yeah.
It's in there good.
Let me see the other side. Oh, yeah, right. Let me get right. Maybe a speaker blew.
You think so?
If everything seems right, then yeah, go to the computer. Go to the systems. Go to the app. I can't see. I want to see. Go to system preferences. Input output. Everything's on the USB, so output.
Mm-hmm.
Output. Input.
Oh, sorry.
Test the mic.
Mic check.
If he goes on, they'll hear him.
Okay.
He can hear himself.
Okay.
All right.
All right, slow. Well, Mike, this speaker might have blown, but if you go online, they still can hear you. I just will have to put the volume up so I can be able to hear. All right.
So that's why I couldn't hear.
Yeah, because the speakers. So I can hear the music on the computer when I unplugged it, but I can't hear no music on those speakers.
When did he say he was going to have everything uploaded?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't say. I mean, he didn't tell me. He told you. Well, you did say, but you didn't say no specific data. Let you know when you begin, but I'm gonna start it up right now. Ready? Right. You are live.
You gotta let me know when the gig comes because I can't hear the countdown.
Okay.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another week, another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Morey Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, bringing to you nothing but the truth.
My name is Morey Ishaya.
And yes, all we're going to do is tell you the truth. Well, Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is there in you. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our savior. Our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but Yah is the Savior of the world. And I neglected to mention that we're located here at 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please forgive us for our tardiness because of certain technical difficulties. We're starting late. But nevertheless, we're going to get right into our program. We were not on last week for our beautiful brothers and sisters who were always tuning in to us because we were all out of town at our 25th annual summer conference of the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High. We were in Spencer, Tennessee, a park called Falls Creek National Park. Well, we were there for 6 days and five nights. Beautiful, it was awesome. It created a blessing in the midst. We gathered ourselves together to discuss several different subjects in which we're going to bring to you starting tonight. You will also be able to retrieve the lessons that we taught in Spencer, Tennessee, starting tomorrow. But tonight, today, you will get what we spoke about live. I know all our brothers and sisters were not able to gather with us. That's okay. We're going to bring this to you. It is my prayer, however, that in the near future, you are able to gather yourselves together. These gatherings are very important. They are essential. And they are mandated by the Most High. I may add that we are the only organization that brings brothers and sisters together to discuss their differences according to the law. But if there is some organization that we don't know about that also have these discussions concerning our differences about the law, please let us know that we might attend, that we might gather ourselves together with our people. One of the first subjects that we dealt with at our conference is called getting your house in order. And we're going to start this discussion in the book of Psalm 127. Let us turn there. In the book of Psalms 127, this is what it says. Except Yahweh build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So as we can see, that until now we build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Which lets us know how important it is to build a house or build our houses. Most people don't know how important a house is. They don't know what a house is, and they don't know who's responsible for the house, who the Almighty himself has responsible. There's nothing more important to Yahweh than a man and his ability to rule and command his house. How do I know that's the most important thing? Because according to the scriptures, as I will show you, that this is the very first thing Yahweh mentioned concerning a man. Let me show you this. And let me show you the various steps that it takes to get your house in order. And all the Israel must get their house in order. This endeavor is essential. Not to assure you, our houses are all out of order. But we can get them back in order if we follow the word of Yah. So watch what it says. It says, they tell Yahweh build a house, they that labor vain and build. And let me show you the very first thing a man should do as far as his house. The most important thing, the number one thing he should do. You read this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. Let us turn there. And I found that there are seven different things a man should concern himself in ordering his house. And if he's able to do these things, then his house will be blessed. And who don't want a blessed house? Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. And I'll start reading so you can understand this thing. Watch what it says in the very first verse. When thou goest out to battle against thy enemy, we in Deuteronomy 21, see his horses and chariots and the people more than thou. Be not afraid of them, for Yah that Elohim was with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come near unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people. Now watch what the priest, the priest are commanded to tell the people. And shall say unto them, hear, O Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, ye approach this day unto the battle against your enemy. And not your heart faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified, because of them. For Yah, your Elohim, is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, now watch this. This is the very first thing they're going to speak. What man is there that built a new house and have not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house. Lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate. In other words, this is insinuating that when we built the new house, we dedicated it. And what does the word dedicate mean? Well, the word dedicate comes from the Hebrew word, which means to dedicate, which means to sanctify. And how do you sanctify and dedicate your house? Well, Yahweh dedicated his house, or Yahweh's house was dedicated. So let us go see how his house was dedicated. Since a man to build a house and not have an opportunity to dedicate it. And this endeavor was way more important than fighting your enemy, fighting for your nation, fighting for your people, fighting for your survival. Yahweh would rather you dedicate your house in the fight for your existence. That's how important it is. Well, to a man. And what are we talking about? We're talking about getting your house in order. And you mean to tell me you can skip this step, not dedicate your house, and just go do whatever you want to do? No, this is important. This is the number one thing that you should be doing. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Kings, the 8th chapter. 1 Kings 8. And I want you to see how vital this step is in getting your house in order. And I find that most people ain't dedicated their house. Not to Yahweh. They dedicated their house to Him, but not to the Most High. And as an Israelite, everything we do, everything we build, should be to the Most High. The scripture says that till Yahweh build the house, they that labor in vain to build it. No wonder it is an essential step in building the house. You done built it, but it means nothing except you dedicate. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Kings. Day John, we'll start reading. That's the 22nd verse. And Solomon stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yah, Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in heaven above or in the earth beneath, who keep his covenant mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who have kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him. Thou spake also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hand as it is this day. Therefore, now Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Elohim of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. But will Elohim indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heaven and heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house that I built? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Yahweh Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer with thy servant praying before thee today, that thy eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and hear for thee. Why? Because this is the place not where Yahweh himself would dwell, but this is where his name will be. This was built for his name. Furthermore, in the 54th verse. Watch what it says. But no, let's just go right to it. Starting at 62. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before Yahweh. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered unto Yahweh 20,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of Yahweh. So how did our fathers dedicate Yahweh's house? They prayed before Yahweh. They called upon Yahweh. They asked Yahweh to receive their prayers and their supplication. They asked Yahweh to bless even them when they faced toward this place. That he will bless them, that he will hear from heaven, and that he will forgive. So what do you want to do with your house? Well, with your house, you want to dedicate it to the Most High. And you want Yahweh's Spirit to dwell even in your house, that he might receive the prayer, the supplication, the meditation of your heart, as well as the words of your mouth, as you go to cause your hands to be stretched forth to heaven, pray. You want Yahweh to hear it. You want Yahweh to receive it. You want Yahweh to forgive. This is why Yahweh told you to write the law on your doorpost. This is why Yahweh told you when you sit in the house, when you lie by the way, when you walk by the way, when you go down, when you get up, that you teach this to your children. You want this to be all a part of your house. But it won't be a part of your house if you had not dedicated to be. If you don't ask Yahweh and circumcise your house, that it might be in your house. I can understand why a lot of houses are not dedicated. Because a lot of people have people in their house that's not dedicated to Yahweh. And since these people are not dedicated to Yahweh, and you have dedicated your house to Yahweh, this will be a total contradiction. Once you dedicate that house to Yahweh, everybody in our house must be dedicated to Yahweh. Let me show you this. Because this is why this is so important. To dedicate your house. Look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. Show you how important the house is to the Most High. You already seen the law that if we go to war with our enemy, and there's a man that has built a new house and have not dedicated, let him return unto us out. Let he die and another man dedicate. No, Yahweh don't want that to happen at all. But watch what else Yahweh says in sermon. A man's house. Because what are we talking about? Getting your house in order. And the very first thing is to dedicate it. And how can you dedicate a house if you're not willing to do what Yahweh said his own friend would do? And who is Yahweh's friend? Well, the only one he called a friend in the whole entire scripture. Abraham. The only one that Yahweh even told us, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and the hole of the pit from which you were dug. what he said in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, the 16th verse. And the men rose up from death and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on away. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? And what is this thing you want to do, Yahweh, to Abraham? Saying that Abraham shall surely become a great, mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. That's the thing that he was asking. Shall I hide this thing from Abraham? I'm about to make this man great. I'm about to make this, all the families of the earth be blessed in him. Should I hide this thing? Didn't hide it. Watch further what it says. For I know him. What did you know about Abraham, God? That he will command his children and his household after him. See, if you're not willing as a man to command your household, it didn't say ask them their opinions. It didn't say suggest to them. It didn't say ask them. It didn't say draw straws. It didn't say vote. It says, I know him. That he will command his children and his household after him. They shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Now do you see how important a house is to Yahweh? Well, if you still don't know how important it is, this is to Yahweh. That's what Yahweh tells us in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, from there. This is all part of dedicating your house. First, you got to know how important a house is. Now, a house is not just a building. That's part of a house. A house is not just a tent. That's part of a house. But a house is family. House come and go where you come and go. A house is you in the very name that you bear. Why do you think Yahweh's house was so important? Because it bears his name. And your house must bear your name. And where you go, it goes. And what you do, your house represents it. So when your children go out there, they represent your house. When your wife go out, they represent your house. Whatever come out of your house, it represents you. This is why it must be dedicated. Watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 17th verse. The 17th verse is the 10th commandment. It's the 10th commandment. And if you've been listening to our teaching, you know what the 10th represents. The 10th represents some hope. That's why the Creator said the tithe is holy unto him. We got people going around talking about, show me the scriptures where now we told anybody to use tithes for the poor. The only person that will ask a question like that or make a suggestion like that is somebody who don't know Yahweh, who don't know the Most High. So they know they don't know what tithes for. They don't even pay tithes. But want to tell you what tithes is for. The tenth is holy unto Yahweh. And let me show you. was holy unto Yahweh. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 17th verse, which is the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Now, why did Yahweh have that first? Why did Yahweh mention that first? Why was that the first thing that would come out of his mouth? Because that is the first thing that must be in order, is the house. Because everything that comes in it, everything that is a part of it, everything that you will do after that will determine one thing and one thing only. And that is itself. Yahweh build a house. They that labor, labor in vain that build it. So thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. That's number one. Then Yahweh would say, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. And let me show you. Last thing I want to point out about the very first thing, dedicating the house, in the book of Jeremiah 29, just to verify what I'm telling you is the truth. Scripture says that every man be established by two or more witnesses. Watch what it says. Jeremiah 29 and 4. Thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have called to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. So this is talking about what you should do in captivity. The other one was just saying what you should do, period. This is the law. But this one, this is what you do in captivity. And let's see if it's any different. And watch what it says. The very first thing you should do in captivity is build ye houses and dwell in them. That's the very first thing you tell an Israelite to do. Build ye houses and dwell in them. And why? Because this is how Yahweh order the things concerning the house. This is the order, and this is the number one thing. And Yahweh is not interested in a man building a house and not dedicating. That's not his interest. That's not his pleasure. That's not his desire. Nor is that his will. His will is that you build a house, take the time to dedicate it. And many of our people haven't dedicated nothing to Yahweh. Not their tithe, not their children, and not even their house. Number two. Now, I told you it was seven things that one must do to get his house in order. That's number one. But number two, since we end the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, look at the very second thing Yahweh wanted a man to do to get his house in order. And this is what it says. Because not only in the fifth verse, it says, build ye houses and dwell in them. It says, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. I'm just going to build a house. Dedicate it. But you don't have nothing at all to dedicate. Other than your house, where's your food? Where's your offering? What you gonna feed your family? You got to have something to give. All over the scriptures, Yahweh said, don't come to him empty-handed. Yahweh wants you to have a garden. this was so important to Yahweh. Watch what Yahweh said. Here it is in captivity. But what about a free people? If he wants you to build a house and dwell in them, and then he wants you to plant a garden and eat the fruit of them, in captivity now, what do you think he wants you to do as a free people? Watch what it says. Going back to Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. Because what we're talking about is getting your house in order. Here it is. This, our brothers don't follow this. Let me tell you what our people do. The very first thing they do when they become a man, they're not thinking about building no houses. They're not thinking about no house, period. The vast majority of our people, they follow the order, the formula, and the steps of our enemy. Typically speaking, as soon as they leave their mama's house, their father's house, they go get them a woman to have some babies. That ain't the first thing you're supposed to do. You didn't read that. Or they send them off to college where they sleep with a bunch of women that's on birth control. Is that what you're supposed to do? That ain't what you're supposed to do. That ain't what Yahweh said. Or they might sleep with these women and then they're having a bunch of abortions. First thing is build a house and dedicate it. Dedicate it to who? To Yahweh. So that everything in it, everything about it, will represent you and it will be dedicated to Yahweh. Watch this. Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. 6th verse. We're talking about the second thing a man must do to get his house in order. And yet, it is the man's responsibility to do this. It is the man is the one that is totally out of order. How can he expect his wife, his children, and everything to be in order, and he's out of order? Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 26. And what man is he that has planted a vineyard and has not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the bottom and another man eat of it. Here, not only are you not even eating out of your own garden, but the vast majority of the Israelites don't even have a garden to eat out of. These are things that instructions that Yahweh gave the Israelite land. And why aren't we doing it? And let me tell you why. Because most of the things we're doing is out of order. That's why. Some of y'all got houses, but you never dedicated it. Never dedicated it. Some of you got gardens, but nothing is dedicated. First thing you got was a wife, not a house, not a garden. You notice it still ain't mentioned a wife. But that was the first thing we were taught to get. Get you a woman so you can lay up with her. But that's not the first thing I would throw the man to get. Show you how important a garden is. Get y'all. It might not be important to you, but to Yahweh is very important. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 2nd chapter. Because now we're dealing with the second thing a man is supposed to do in getting his house in order. In the book of Genesis,
Two, the second chapter. And watch what it says. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden deep where it eat. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from death there was parted, and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is no go to that land is good. The Dalian and the Onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon. The same as that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, which is it which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Watch this. And Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. In other words, now a man got a job. He got a house. He know where he lived. And now he has a job. And now he has food. Now he can prepare himself for the very next thing Yahweh had for him. But watch this. Yahweh only he commanded the man, saying, every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him help me for him. In other words, Yahweh already put this man in a garden. Yahweh got a garden for him to dress and to keep it. Yahweh already prepared food for him. The man is sent. As a man should be when he leaves his father and mother house. He should be sent. Man should not be sent off wandering around in the world without being set up by his parents as our people are doing today. They are not following Yahweh. They are following the heathen. And how long will you do that? Which brings us to the third thing that Yahweh wanted a man to do to get his house in order. Got his house to dedicate it, number one. Number two, he got his garden so he could eat thereof. Number three, as you can read, the scripture says it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. And yes, that's number three. And to show you that that's number three, let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. Now, I know, sisters, a lot of y'all thought y'all was the most important thing in the house. No, there's a couple of things that come before you. You're the third thing that Yahweh mentioned. Not the first, not the second, but the third. And this is what Yahweh said about the third thing, is getting your house in order. The seventh verse. What man is there, Deuteronomy 27, what man is there that had betrothed the wife. And what did the word betrothed mean? It means he's engaged. He has promised to marry a certain woman and have not taken her. Let him go and return unto his house. Let he die in battle and another man take her. You don't want that to happen. So, once you take a wife, you betrothed to her, you go take her before another man. Because this is the third thing that Yahweh wanted a man to do to get his house in order. Typically, this is where many of the Israelites, many of the men, have fell short. They have done this totally out of order. And I know you didn't know. I didn't know. The mass majority of us didn't know. This is not what we were taught when we was raised up in our parents' house. But now you know. Now you see it. Now you see what Yahweh has commanded that we do. So now you can go back to your family. You can go back to your wife. You can go back to your house. Sit everybody down and get it in order. And yet, they do have to sit down so that everything can be put back in place. He said he will make the crooked thing straight. And that's what he's doing right now, making the crooked thing straight. So men, go back to your households. Sit your household down and let them know. Thus says Yahweh. And command your house after Yahweh. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah 29. Let's see if this is consistent with the law and taking a wife. The third thing that Yahweh wanted you to do in getting your house in order. You already read in Jeremiah 29, where it said, build ye houses and dwell in them, number one. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them, number two. And watch what it says in sixth verse. Take ye wives, number three. That's what Yahweh wants you to do. We want you to get married. And why? Because the scripture said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor of Yahweh. Yahweh said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make them a helpmeet for him. Therefore, Yahweh said, and this is what we must do. We must get married. The man as well as the woman. This is a holy endeavor. Why do you think it is the third thing mentioned? Three not only represents y'all serving, but three represents also Yahweh holding. You might ask yourself why. according to the scriptures say, in the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh in vain. For Yahweh is not guilty to take his name in vain. Yahweh won't be guilty. You want to be guilty if you take his name in vain. Furthermore, Yahweh said in the third year, bring all the tithes in the storehouse, that there might be food and meat in my house. The third year, why? Because the tithes is over. Everything about the third year is over. Furthermore, speaking of a wife. There's only one woman in the scriptures that Yahweh told any woman or any man to look to. He said, look unto the rock from which you were hid, and the hole of the pit from which you did were dug. Look at Abraham thy father, and Sarah, thy mother, who buried her. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, the 9th verse. And this is real important to know and to understand, because a lot of people don't know what a wife is. And let me tell you what a wife is, according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures, a wife is a helpmeet. That's what she is. A helpmate. She's someone that was designed, made to help her husband. So a woman that's single is not even in the plans of Yahweh. That's not Yahweh's plan for a woman to be single. Yahweh made a woman for a man. Nor is it a plan for Yahweh to make a woman for her own independent endeavors. She made a woman. Yahweh made a woman for the endeavors of her husband. She was made for him. No wonder the scripture says her desire should be to him. Here it is, you got women fighting with men. I want this and I want that. And I got my own opinion. I got my own thoughts. And I got this and I... Yahweh made you to fulfill your husband's desire. You better go read what Yahweh said about a woman, a wife. You were made for him. Well, why did Yahweh, or what is a man according to the scriptures? But let me show you, or not a man, but a husband. What is a husband in the scriptures? Let me show you what Sarah thought a husband was. As we read Genesis, the 18th chapter, starting at the 9th verse, they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And no, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. No, where she couldn't have no babies. At least she thought. And he thought. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? Am my Lord being old also? In other words, she didn't say, am my husband being old also? She said, my Lord. And why does she say, my Lord being old also? Because that's what a husband is to his wife. That was her Lord. This is how she addressed her husband. Lord. This is how she seen her husband. Lord. This is how she communicated with her husband. Lord. Not so with the wife today. He's no Lord at all today. He's just a man. Now do you see why Yahweh said, look unto the rock from which you are healed? And yes, you'll read that in the book of Isaiah, the 51st chapter. Because he's just a man. He's nothing unless you follow him after righteousness. And let me show you this. I just want your eyes to see it. In the book of Isaiah 51. Let's go there. Because today a man ain't no Lord. A husband ain't a Lord at all. He's not addressed that way. He's not seen that way. Matter of fact, the vast majority of women talk about a man like a dog. And they tell you a man ain't righteous, a man ain't this, a man ain't that. And many of them got hurt. And they saying this. And then the ones that have been scorned by a man, then all they do is scorn talk. But watch what Yahweh says. You see what Sarah said about her husband, how she addressed her husband, and how she talked about her husband, and you read it all through the scriptures. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yahweh. In other words, the only people that need to concern themselves with what I'm talking about and the things that I'm bringing to you and the things that I'm saying are those who are interested and have the intent in following after righteousness and seeking Yahweh. Watch what it says. Look unto the rock whence ye are healed, and the hold of the pit whence ye are dead. Look unto Abraham your father, and we just did, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And this is how she addressed her husband. Lord. I do not, or Adon, or Master. In other words, she addressed him with respect and honor and dignity. But that's the third thing that a man must do in order for him to get his house in order. And what is the fourth thing? The fourth thing, it's also in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. Except Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain to build it. And we've been doing a lot of things in vain. Watch what it says. Jeremiah 29. And we're going back to verse 6. As the third thing is take you wise. And now, in this same verse, you're going to read the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh thing. Watch what it says. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters. You're not just trying to take a wife. You're trying to have some children. And take your wives for your sons and your daughters to husband. Y'all understand what this is saying? In other words, take ye wives, which is number 3. We get sons and daughters, which is 4. And number 5. Now watch what it says. And give your daughters to husbands. Let's see. Take wives for your sons, number 4, and give your daughters to husbands, number 5, and give your daughters for that they may bear sons and daughters, which is number 6 and 7. Let me read that again to you. Take ye wives, that's number 3. Get sons, number 4, and daughters, number 5. And take your wives, and take wives for your son, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may be sons and daughters, and wives, that you may be. And not diminish. Let me tell you, this is exactly what our fathers did. This is what they did. I want you to see this. To see you, show you, that's why the scripture says, look unto the rock from which you are healed. So we're going to look at that rock. Watch what Abraham did in the book of Genesis 24. So you can see what he did. And watch what it says. Genesis 24. Because we are doing things, but it's all out of order. There's no order at all. And if there's no order in it, there's no righteousness in it. Watch what it says. Genesis 24. Starting at verse 1. And Abraham was over, well stricken in age. Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his elder servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, would I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven, the Elohim of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son Canaan, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. In other words, Yahweh is not going to leave this up to nobody else. I mean, Abraham was not. This was Abraham's responsibility to do for his son. And this is exactly what Abraham did. In this same chapter, watch what it says. Genesis 24. the 15th verse. It came to pass before he had done speaking that behold, Rebecca came out who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder, and the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well, filled a pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my Lord. This was a servant of Abraham. But she said, drink, my Lord. Why? Because all women that had respect, dignity and honor. So I mean, not so today. How do you know why? Now do you see why you must look unto the rock from which you hew? This is where you're going to learn how to build a house. This is where you're going to learn how to command a house. This is how you're going to learn how to talk, how to act, how to be. What should you be? How should you talk? Righteousness. Watch what it says. And she said, drink, Molly. And she tasted that down her pitcher upon her hand, gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for the camels also until they have done drink. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace to wit whether Yahweh had made this journey prosperous or not. Came to pass as the camel had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring and a half a shekel weight, two braces for her hand, a 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter are thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in our father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. She said more unto him, we have both straw provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down and said, and worshiped Yahweh. And why? Because this is what he prayed. Little do people know, we have so many things so backwards. And Yahweh said, he's going to make the crooked things straight. Here it is, we think the man had to perform for the woman to be her husband, and no, it's just the opposite. The servant was looking for a wife that will perform for his master. Look what the servant prayed. So you can see we got it all backwards. Here is a wife want a man to show her things, but no, she's supposed to show the man things. Watch this. In this same chapter, Genesis 24, verse, and he said, oh, Yah Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me to speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let thou thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. She shall say, drink. And I will give thy camels drink also, the same big sheep that shall that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou shalt show kindness unto my master. And this is exactly what he said. This is exactly what she did. And this is exactly what was seen and sent by Yahweh. It is Yahweh who said he will make the crooked things straight. And we're talking about getting your house in order. Why? Because unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain that do it. Abraham, watch what Isaac did to fulfill his responsibility and his obligation to have his house in order in the book of Genesis 28.
I'll give you 20 minutes since we started late. 20 minutes? Okay. 10 minutes?
Okay. Genesis 28. Watch what it says in the very first verse. Isaac called Yahweh and blessed him. And charged him. Watch what that means. He commanded him. That's what the word charge means. He said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Now you notice it says Jacob, Isaac called Jacob, blessed him and charged him. Not the mother. The mother didn't charge Jacob. The mother then charged Isaac, or Sarah then charged Isaac, nor did Rebecca charge Jacob. This is the responsibility of the father. Brothers, you're going to these women, to the mother. I can understand if there's no father. I get it. I understand. But if there is a father, that's who you should be talking to if you want to marry, if you're interested in a man's daughter, or your daughter is interested in her, you still go to the father. Watch what it says. Second verse, arise. Go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father. And take thee a wife from death of the daughters of the nation, thy mother's brother. And Elohim Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which Elohim gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. This is where he was sent. This is where he went. And this is where he found his wife. This is the responsibility of the man. Seven different things that a man must do to get his house in order. Once you send your kids off into marriage, then you've done your job. But we let little children, people that's just barely grown, to make their own decisions. They don't even know how. No wonder we have a lot of hoarding. No wonder we have a lot of children out of wedlock. No wonder we have a lot of abortions in our community. Because our house is out of order. And as I said, brothers, it's not too late to get your house in order. All you got to do is sit your family down and tell them and let them know. Thus says Yahweh. All you got to do. And begin to command from there. If you need an example, go to the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter. Let me give you a testimony. Let me give you an example that you can follow. Joshua 24. Watch what Joshua said. And I'm going to start reading. Now, therefore, fear Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And that's all y'all want. He just wants you to be sincere. He wants you to be truthful. And put away the deities, the idols which your father served on the other side of the foot and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahweh. And if it seems evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the idols which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the idols of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. That's what Joshua said. People answered and said, Elohim forbid, will we should forsake Yahweh to serve other idols. For Yahweh our Elohim, he it is that brought us up out of our father's land, brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among the people through whom we passed. Yahweh drew out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which he dwelt in the land. Therefore, will we also serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim. He will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange idols, then he will turn and do you hurt, consume you after that he has done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, no, but we will serve Yahweh. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself that ye have chosen you Yahweh to serve him, and they say, we are witnesses. And this is what you have to do with your family. This is what you have to do with your house. You can do this. Sure, you will be blessed. Yahweh said, last scripture, in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, last scripture.
Genesis 7.
Genesis 7. But this is what you want to have. This is what you want to see. Genesis 2, verse 1. This is what it says. And Yahweh said unto Noah, come down in all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. So men, if you want your house to be saved, if you want your house to be blessed, you must get your house in order. Once you get your house in order, then, only then, can you think about going into that ark. Because Yahweh is looking for righteousness in thee. It's your house. It's your family. It's your name that's on the line. It is an order. And it to keep the ways of Yahweh. Till tomorrow, how we love you, and so do I. Shalom.